Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topics of God's blessings through Jesus and his adoption of us into his family. Today's Bible passage is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved.
Today's scripture passage is truly a powerful and awe-inspiring reminder of the incredible blessings we have received through Jesus Christ. It's a testimony to the goodness and love of our Heavenly Father. Just think about it for a moment. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And I mean every single blessing. It's mind-boggling, isn't it? We have been lavished with blessings beyond measure, all because of Jesus. But wait, there's even more to this astounding truth. Paul goes on to explain that God didn't just randomly bless us, but he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Let that sink in. God had a plan for us even before time began. He knew us, loved us, and chose us before we even existed. It's incredible to think about. And his plan for us is that we would be holy and without blemish before him. Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, how is that even possible? I've made so many mistakes. How can I be holy and without blemish? Well, here's the amazing news. Through Jesus Christ, we have been adopted into God's family. Isn't that beautiful? We are no longer alone or abandoned. God has chosen us to be a part of his family, and he did it out of his deep love for us. It's like receiving the most precious gift from a loving parent. And this adoption is not some insignificant event. It is a testament to God's incredible love and mercy. His favor and grace are poured out over us abundantly, and all of this is happening according to his will. He wanted to bring us into his family, and he accomplished it through the work of Jesus. So as we reflect on all of this, Paul reminds us that our adoption and every spiritual blessing we receive are ultimately for the praise of the glory of God's grace. Each blessing we experience becomes an opportunity for us to give glory and honor to God. It creates this never-ending cycle of love and gratitude. We are truly blessed, and in turn we bless God with our praise. Take a moment today to bless the name of our God. Recognize his glory, honor, and goodness. Thank him for every spiritual blessing he has poured out upon us through Jesus Christ. And let's not just stop at thanking him. Let's live our lives in a way that brings praise and glory to his name. Let's let these blessings transform our lives and impact those around us. Know this, my friends, you are chosen, loved, and adopted into God's family. Embrace these blessings and let them radically transform your life. And always remember to bless the name of God who has blessed us beyond measure.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the abundant blessings you have lavished upon us. Thank you for choosing us, for adopting us into your family, and for bestowing upon us every spiritual blessing in the heavens through Jesus Christ. We are humbled by your love and grace. Lord, help us to live in a manner worthy of the calling we have received, to walk in holiness and righteousness before you all the days of our lives. Grant us the wisdom to recognize and steward the blessings you have entrusted to us, using them to bring glory and honor to your name. As we go forth from this moment of reflection, may your presence go with us, guiding our steps and filling us with your peace. May we be ever mindful of your goodness and faithfulness, and may our lives be a testament to your grace. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. As we part ways, let us express our gratitude to the Almighty for the blessings we've received. May his abundant grace continue to accompany us on our journey ahead. Let's share these blessings with others, spreading love, kindness, and joy wherever we go. Goodbye, thank you, and may God's blessings be with you always.